Jeremy, Katie, and Josh in the morning.
Mix 100.
Good morning, jean jackets.
What?
Well, just one of you.
Just one.
Katie's got her jean jacket on today.
I do.
Yeah.
It's my torn vintage one, too.
Oh, torn vintage today. Very stylish.
Lightly weathered, right?
So yeah.
Very retro.
Thank you.
Looking good, bro. How many jean jackets do you have?
Three. I think
You're getting up there in the denim, aren't you?
Yeah, two actual like blue denim and
got
one
planet
white.
Denim over here.
Oh yeah, you have to. You have to have options. This one I got in a church basement.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Did you steal
it?
No, I didn't steal from a church,
good.
Josh.
I was gonna say.
My goodness,
it's a blast jean jacket.
It's the the used store down the Second Chance store.
Oh, it's called the church?
Yeah, yeah. It's in the church. It's called the Second Chance store
in
the bottom of the church in the hometown I'm from.
Oh.
And I picked this up for like $2.
That's kind of a neat place
to
get.
Yeah, it was amazing.
I got Knick Knack two more jean jackets for Mother's Day, so she's up there in three now in denim wonderland.
You need it. Like you need the options.
She's got different options. She's got a black one now. A white one and your classic blue.
See?
Yeah.
See?
It's all about the jean jacket.
I'm just lacking the black one.
It's a fashion staple right now.
It is.
Happy Friday, nerds. Good morning.
Thank goodness, right?
Should we bust Josh or should we just let him go?
I think it's so
funny. We were talking
funny,
about
though.
It off the air. I'll let you do it because he doesn't like me anymore.
Oh, he loves you.
What?
Come on.
What I do?
Your bromance is so sweet. Now, we rolled up this morning and you were in the parking lot. You were just way the heck down by the liquor store with your lights
this is
on
a new
in the
thing
parking
now.
Lot.
No, that's not me.
That wasn't
it was you.
No, that was not me.
You.
No,
was
I saw that truck. There was a truck sitting in the parking lot. That was a Toyota Tacoma.
Oh,
no.
That was not me.
Out there. I heard it. It was blah, blah, blah.
That
blah,
was
blah,
not
blah.
Me, dude.
Oh my gosh. We totally ragged on that guy all
up,
morning.
Though. I pulled
all the way
up.
In. We're like, why is Josh out in the parking lot?
Why would I park there? I know exactly
know.
What you're talking about.
He's really praying for us today.
No, I was out there and that car was sitting there when I got here this morning. That was not me.
I think it
we
was
thought
you.
It was you.
Nah,
we did.
Know,
we
Katie.
Were
we
that was also a black truck. Why are you? My car's not that color.
It was dark out there.
Backstory for those of you who don't know, we busted Josh a couple weeks ago because he sits out in his truck for like 45 minutes before he comes in.
Not anymore.
So we thought that was you way out there, like being weird. So
no. With
never
their
mind.
Lights on. That's why
with
we're
the
like
lights
oh.
on.
Why does
it's
he
like he's not
light?
Being sneaky.
I know.
No, that
he
was
doing?
I promise you that was not me today.
Okay. All right. All right.
It's funny though.
Katie and Erling.
You totally thought it was you.
I think it was. What did I do yesterday? Oh, I will tell you that does everybody do this when somebody new moves into your neighborhood? That's all you're consumed with.
Oh yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
We have a very close knit neighborhood. It's all of us are very close, and somebody moved out yesterday, and then the new cars and the new family were there yesterday, and it was like text messages going wild within our little four house bubble,
sure.
Of like who's they're here, they've arrived. Has anybody talked to them? What are they driving? Do they have annoying kids?
Yeah.
Do they look messy?
What
it
are
was
their
like,
pets?
What are their
yeah.
pets?
Yeah.
Any information, please send it. So, like, all day I'm, like, looking out the window, trying to, spy on the new neighbors,
What'd
see what they're all
out?
About. I don't know much.
I don't know much.
I don't know much. I do know he's got a really big truck that is not going to fit in the garage. So,
okay.
I'm like, oh, great, a car on the street.
Is it diesel?
I'm not a fan of. No, it's an F-150.
Sounds like those cold starts. Yeah.
But no, I don't know much about them. They have two younger daughters, it sounds like. So that's good.
Okay.
We'll add to the 45 children already on my block.
Are these your next door neighbors? Or are they down
across,
a little bit?
No, across the street and over a few.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But still within a house that we were really close with those people that just moved out. So even before they moved out, we're like, tell us about the new people.
Yeah.
Please fill us in.
Well, they're like, taking the place
they seem nice.
Of someone in your bubble, right?
Yeah.
So
that's
got
right.
Big shoes to fill.
You've
big shoes.
Sure.
And we do driveway nights and we do get-togethers and stuff. And if these people don't fit in, it's going to be weird. It's going to be awkward because they're going to see everybody hanging out but them.
Yeah,
so
I know.
We'll see what happens. We'll
Hopefully
see what happens this
can,
summer.
They can be a part of it too, right?
We'll see. If not,
You're
they
gonna,
will be shunned.
So are you going to go approach them? Is that how it works?
I don't think so.
Neighbor
I don't think I want to do that. I think it's up to them to approach us.
I think
is
it's up to them because we just had new neighbors move a couple houses down from me, and they just did this entire, I was sending Jeremy pictures, they were doing this entire neighborhood party, and it was kind of there, like they went door to door and knocked on everybody's door in our neighborhood and was like, hey, we're throwing this party, we're new, we want to get to know everybody. And like literally almost 300 people showed up.
Wow.
That's how you do it.
It was insane. And I was like, okay, you know what? I actually think this is how you should do it. Be like,
That's
we're the new
Absolutely.
Ones. You take the initiative.
Love it. We're just out to meet
waiting.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Be friendly. Like, get out there. Make it a great first impression.
It was great.
Meanwhile, I'm like, just moving at midnight. Wake up the next day like you've been there the whole time. Like, yeah. You know, I'm one of you. What like, do you mean?
I saw him going in and out last night, and I had to take the trash out, and I was already at the curb. So I had like, you know, I had to go out there. And I was in like jogging pants and a ratty t-shirt, and I had bright white socks on and sandals.
Good impression.
And like a backwards hat. And I was like, this is not the time.
No, this is
not the first impression that I want to present to these people.
Don't approach me. Don't approach me.
When I meet him, I need to have my HOA clipboard and big aviator sunglasses and dressed really nice.
See, that's intimidating.
Just to let
him
know. Like, this is a, we keep things clean here.
You're like, I run stuff.
I approve paint colors here. Just want to let you know.
You go through me.
You go through. You want to plant something? You're going to go through me. Nice to meet you. That's my first impression. I don't want socks and sandals
exactly.
on the first hip.
You gotta take control.
So that was money. Oh, you had a much more fun night last night, Katie, because you were out eating.
Oh, yeah.
And drinking, if you drink.
Drinking and mingling and just chatting with people. You know, we've actually teamed up with the folks over at the American Cancer Society. They've got a big event coming up called Fork Cancer, and we're going to be a part of that. So we're very excited.
Not Fort, it's Fork.
Fork. Like eating, because it's a lot of different restaurants that come together, and you get to taste all of them in one spot, and it raises money for the people who advocate for research for the American Cancer Society. So it's very, very, very important. But last night was one of the kickoff parties where you get to know the people who have been raising money, the board members, the sponsors, and everything. And it was at Burndown off Broadway, which is an amazing spot, by the way. Like,
I looked it up. I mean, obviously, I was pretty busy last night and I didn't get to go, but in my socks and sandals. Yeah. But that place looks awesome. It looks really, really neat. Like, I want to go to there just to have a drink.
Well, and just the whole premise of it, like, it's really neat that it's like three stories and all of the stories have their own little patio. So you can go and like see Broadway from those three different levels and you can see all the way to the mountains and then some. So that view is absolutely gorgeous. You get the city view as well as the mountain landscape. And then the food and everything is fabulous. So they had a little appetizer spread out, but I was looking at the menu. Apparently, they have really, really, really good fried chicken. So I'm gonna have to make my way back there and order that. Because after the event, I was so hungry. Because again, like when you're talking to people and trying to get to know people,
it's hard to be shoving stuff in your face, right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. So I didn't really eat a whole lot, and I was starving by the time it was done. And I told my friend Colleen, who was with me, I'm like, "Gosh, you know, it sounds good right now. It's Dave's Hot Chicken," and she was like, "How funny, we're like half a mile from one." I was like, I could feel it. Like that's I could feel their presence. You
it was tingling a little bit.
So we literally
had goosebumps.
Yeah. Like 8 o'clock at night, I'm shoving Dave's Hot Chicken.
Oh gosh,
and a Lucky Charm chocolate
shake. How's
your
colon this morning?
Oh,
is your colon
gosh.
All right? You haven't been running back and forth to the bathroom.
No, I haven't. But they have those chocolate those shakes that you can top with cereal. And I've always thought that Lucky Charms would be a little too much, but I tried it last night. It is not. It
not
is
too
fabulous.
Bad.
What was the,
it is so
what
good.
Was the base?
Chocolate shake.
Chocolate shake.
Lucky Charms all up on top. You mix that. It was fabulous. Like, I can't wait to try
you
it again.
You hate your body.
No, I love it. So I treat it to fun stuff all the time.
Your insides are like, oh, God, no, please, no, not again.
My body's like, you know what? She's fun.
She's fun.
You are magically delicious.
Here for a good time, not
I
a long
am.
Time.
Magically diabetes.
YOLO, guys, YOLO.
Magically heart disease.
But it was a good time.
That's good. Did you meet anybody really cool?
I did. I met a lot of fun
people.
Yeah, a lot of really good people who are working towards good things.
Well, thank you so much for going and representing us.
Absolutely.
While you were there.
Hey, you guys will be there at the fun event too. So don't
Yeah, we're
going to
be emceeing some stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, being a part of something special.
We're going to be back on 9 News actually promoting that in a few weeks. So
yeah.
It's very nice to be a part of that. It's a big deal.
JKJ out in the community.
Look at us helping people out. Aren't we wonderful?